Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts argues President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan is worth billions of dollars.
If you're talking about this in the abstract, I think most casual observers would say if you're going to give up that much amount of money, if you're going to affect the obligations of that many Americans on a subject that's of great controversy, they would think that's something for Congress to act on. And if they haven't acted on it, then maybe that's a good lesson to say for the president or the administrative bureaucracy, that maybe that's not something they should undertake on their own.
The justices are hearing arguments in a partisan legal fight over the president's plan to wipe out or reduce student loans held by millions of people. The Biden administration says 26 million people have applied to have up to $20,000 in federal student loans forgiven under the plan. Republican-led states and lawmakers in Congress, as well as conservative legal interests, are lined up against the plan. I'm Ed Donahue.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.